Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event is every girl's way to good hair days. What's your idea of a good hair day?
Having an I want to run into everyone I know hair day.
When it's a must post a pic of my hair day.
I'm making plans just because my hair looks great day.
Now's the time to get daily beauty steals of up to 50% off brands like Redken, Living Proof, Pureology, and Drybar. With over 60 hair care brands to explore, it's easy to get gorgeous hair you'll want to show off every day. Hurry! The gorgeous hair event ends October 21st. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
With so much going on, I almost forgot that a fruity, delicious Fanta Orange is still only a buck at Mickey D's. Now that refreshes my memory.
This season, take time to chill with a refreshing Fanta Orange or any size soft drink, all still just a buck. Or for $2, grab a small McCafe smoothie, frappe, or shake. So before you forget, head to Mickey D's.
A la carte only, limited time offer. Participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal. Fanta's.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
It's halftime, 35-0. Mountain Home with the lead over the Hall Warriors. We'll check halftime stats coming up here in a little bit. The Bombers dominating those, obviously, here at the break. We're joined at halftime by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And Mitch, these fall sports are beginning to wrap up. Let's talk about that. The state tennis tournaments held earlier this week, and Mountain Home's going to have one of the overalls next week.
Yes, we actually finished in girls, finished third overall, second overall, behind Jonesboro.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was exciting. Matter of fact, we had, and then Emily Heide was the 6A state individual champion again. You know,
yes.
She's won it as a ninth grader and turned around won it as a 10th grader, and that's unthinkable. That's unbelievable to win it 2 years in a row, but to do it your first 2 years that you're in high school
tennis.
So she qualified for the overall state tennis tournament. Starts on Monday at Burns Park, just the same place we played our conference.
Uh-huh.
And we also had Sydney Skinskowski and Megan Beck qualify in doubles. So that's the other tennis girls team that will be competing next year or next week in overall.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Good job for the tennis teams. Cross country, what's coming up for them?
Cross country, we have our home. We're hosting the conference cross country meet on Tuesday. And, you know, it's been a little while since we've hosted one.
Right.
So having conference at home is great. You know, we're used to our own course. And that's always going to be a benefit to us. So please come out and support the cross country team. You know, and then they'll go on to state after that. But we'll have a good showing at the.
What time does that get started?
3:30. It's pretty close, right after school.
Okay.
So it gets started pretty quick. So you know, the buses usually roll through there behind school around 3:15 to 3:20, and then 3:30 they're kicking it off.
I know coaches always talk about they come in from other schools, what a tough course it is. And that's a great home course advantage for the Bombers and Lady Bombers.
It is. You know, of all the courses I hear our kids talk and our coaches talk, this is one of the more demanding courses to run. And, you know, to go, I have a daughter, Parker, that's in sixth grade, and I kept telling her, you better run that course when the Bomber invite happened because they let sixth graders run. And I think she knew what I was talking about when she finished.
So that is coming up, just a couple of weeks left, and cross country will be over.
Volleyball.
That's right, volleyball. State tournament starts next week.
Yeah, our girls ended up as a third seed. We played Marion on Tuesday, and probably one of the best volleyball matches I've seen in a while. It could have went either way. They ended up clipping us 13-15 in the fifth set. But there's nothing to hang our head of. I thought we competed very well. But we're going into state as a three seed, and that starts next Tuesday at Greenwood. We're going to be playing Sheridan. I believe it's a 4 o'clock start. And so if we win that one, then we'll turn around and play the next day on Wednesday.
The volleyball team, 19-8 on the season. They're a young ball club, and I tell you what, they got a lot to look forward to in the next several years.
They do. You know, Coach Leonard did a great job with them. When you have a young group, sometimes it's like a roller coaster. They're a very talented young group, and you know, you saw some ups and downs early in the year, But Coach Larry and those girls have done a good job throughout the year, and you kind of saw they were playing their best volleyball towards the end of the year, and that says a lot for them.
You bet.
Because when you're young, when you have some difficult times, you never know, it could snowball on you. But they kept their mind right, and they're playing their best volleyball at the right time.
So that starts on Tuesday down at Greenwood.
Yes.
Anything else coming up?
Well, and you mentioned it earlier, I heard you say about senior night on Friday. We will introduce every senior for every fall sport except for volleyball. Volleyball did their own senior night. They have a stage to do it. And
right.
So, you know, we'll have tennis, football, golf, cross country, band, and ROTC. We will honor them before the game starting around 6:30.
Good deal.
Yes.
So that's coming up next Friday night. Let's talk about this. This is a 35-0 Mountain Home lead. These young men have worked hard all season long and off season. This is, I know the season, the record's not what they want. This is what they needed here tonight, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, Little Rock Hall might not be the best team we played this year, but for the year, the way it's kind of went for this group, especially a group of seniors that, you know, I think everyone tell you they'd like to have more wins than what they've got right now. For them to come out and compete, I've seen many teams that's struggling through the year come out and play a team they should beat, and it's a struggle.
Right.
And for them to have their mind right and come out and jump on it early shows a lot about the character of those kids and those coaches. So hopefully we continue this in the second half.
You betcha. All right, Mitch, appreciate the time at halftime.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Heskey. We'll take a break. Matt will check scores for us around the state with our studio report. It's 35-0. Mountain Home with the lead at halftime over Little Rock Hall. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed in bed liner and high quality audio for your ride. It's Bomber football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible with amp and sub packages starting at $239. And they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
I chose SAU.
I chose SAU.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arklatex region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
And we welcome you back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, brought to you by Acumen Audio and May Family Motors. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as the Mountain Home just dominating that first half and leading Little Rock Hall 35-0. So as Brad said a little bit ago, the Mercer Rule will be in effect the moment the second half starts. The clock will not stop except for a change of quarters and if someone calls a timeout. Let's take a look at what else is going on. And first off, in the 6A East, Searcy, by the way, is leading Jonesboro by the same score. You know, boy, the Lions have really seemed to outperform the Hurricane on every level right now. 35-0 in the second quarter is the count. West Memphis, who is currently ranked sixth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is leading Jacksonville 24-7 at halftime. It is Pine Bluff, who is ranked ninth in the state overall, third in 6A, up on Marion 35-6 in the second quarter. On the local level, Yellville Summit playing at Mountain View. The Panthers, I believe, are up on the Yellow Jackets in the score right now. Actually, the game is knotted up now, 16-all at halftime. Salem hosting Mark Tree this evening. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Melbourne is up on Elkins 15-14 in the second quarter. Marshall is losing to the fourth-ranked team in Class 3A, Clinton. The Yellow Jackets leading the Bobcats 41-0 in the second quarter. Harrison at home against Alma tonight, and at halftime, the Goblins have a 2-touchdown lead on the Airedales. 28-14 is the score there. On the Arkansas Associated Press Top 10 scoreboard, number one, Bryant is leading Cabot 10-3 at halftime. Second-ranked North Little Rock is up on Fort Smith Northside 28-13 in the second quarter. Number three, Bentonville West leads Heritage 21-7 in the second quarter. Number one, Greenwood, who is also number four, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, is leading the fifth-ranked team in Class 5A, Benton, by a count of 21-10 at halftime. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, is leading Little Rock Parkview tonight, but it is a close one. The Bruins are leading the Patriots 16-14 in the second quarter. Number seven, Bentonville, is up on Rogers, I believe, 42-0 in the second quarter. Eighth-ranked Conway is leading Little Rock Central 21-3 in the second quarter. And number 10, El Dorado, who is also ranked number four in Class 6A, is leading Salem Springs 34-0 at halftime. We've already gone through all the Class 6A top five games, so we'll go on to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't mentioned yet. Number two, Little Rock Christian playing at Little Rock McClellan this evening. See if we can find the score update on that game right now. And at halftime, it is McClellan up on Little Rock Christian 6-0. Also this evening, number three, Nelton is leading Forest City. And the score on that one is 20-7. The Raiders up on the Mustangs in the second quarter. And number five, Wynn, is leading Paragould 27-0 at halftime. Class 4A top five, number one, Joe T. Robinson leading Bauxite 20-0 at halftime. Second-ranked P. Ridge is up on Berryville right now, 21-0 in the second quarter. Number three, Warren, playing at home against Monticello, and it is the Lumberjacks leading Monticello 37-0 at halftime. Number four, Prairie Grove, is hosting Gentry tonight. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. Arkadelphia came into this game tied for fifth. I believe they are losing to Ashdown. The last score I saw. Let's see if we got an update on that. Looks like the Badgers have made a comeback. They are up 28-14 on Ashdown at halftime. And Southside Batesville is tied with Arkadelphia for that number five ranking. And we'll see. They are playing at Heber Springs this evening. And right now it is the Panthers leading Southside 10-7 in the second quarter. Class 3A top five, number one, Junction City at Smackover this evening. We'll see if we can find the score update on that game as of right now. And second quarter, it is the Buckaroos leading Junction City 7-0. Again, that's in the second quarter. Second-ranked Charleston is at home tonight playing Atkins. Let's see if we can find the update on that one this evening. And third quarter, it is Charleston up 35-7. Number three, Mayflower, playing at home tonight against Cedar Ridge. And I believe Mayflower is leading the Timberwolves in that game. Well, actually don't have the score update on that one. And number five, Glen Rose, playing at home tonight against Centerpoint. It is Glen Rose leading 26-7 in the second quarter. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida on top of Dirks, 41-0 in the second quarter. Number two, Ryzen at Camden Harmony Grove this evening. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. Number three, Earl, playing against Cross County tonight down in Cherry Valley, and it is Earl leading 14-6 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked Danville has this week off, and number five, Conway Christian, is pretty much having their way right now with Cutter Morningstar. 34-0 is the score at halftime. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Little Rock Hall 35-0. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Moms and dads, listen up. After a long day, making dinner for the family is the last thing on your mind, but DQ and Mountain Home has a plan. Every Sunday and Wednesday starting at 4 p.m., kids 12 and under eat free with the purchase of a regular combo meal. DQ takes the stress out of deciding what to cook, and they save you money. It's a win-win, and it's only available at DQ and Mountain Home Wednesdays and Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. DQ, fan food, not fast food.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable rent.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
35-0, our halftime score. Mountain Home with the lead over Little Rock Hall. Halftime stats, Mountain Home 265 yards, Hall with 65 yards in the first half. Mountain Home got all 265 on the ground. Junior Williams, 138 yards. Isaac McKay with 131 in that first half. Hall got 13 yards on the ground and then 52 through the air. Mountain Home 0 of 3 through the air in the first half. Adams was 6 of 17 for 52 yards. He also threw 3 picks in the first half. Big first half for Junior Williams. He scores 4 touchdowns in the first half. He joined us late. The Bombers jumped out early. Scored 3 touchdowns in the first 6 minutes of the ball game, and they put 28 on the board in the first quarter. They lead it 35-0 at halftime. We get the second half coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri-loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!